Now verse 9. Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and givest him naught. And he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin unto thee. You see here, if the seventh year was coming up, he was going to be free anyway. Well, then why step in and help him now to pay off a mortgage and get his property? Well, you know, rationalize and say 1 or 2 years won't hurt. God says you go in and help him right at that very moment. It says, verse 10, thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works and in all that thou puttest thine hand to. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Now, God says you shouldn't have poor among you. If you obey me, you won't. But God says, I know you, and you'll always have the poor in the land. And the Lord Jesus, you remember, said to his apostles, you will have the poor with you always. Why? Because you've got an evil heart of man. It's in the heart of the poor. Many are lazy, very candidly. Many are shiftless. Many have no initiative. But also, on the other hand, those that have and those that could help are not going to do it normally. It's not natural for man to do that. It has to be supernatural for him to do that. And therefore, he says, the poor will not cease out of the land. Therefore, I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in thy land. Then we have here the law of this perpetual servant that we mentioned, and we've had it before, in fact, back in the book of Exodus. Verse 16, it shall be, if he say unto thee, that is the man that has been a slave now, has sold himself to his brother, I will not go away from thee because he loved thee, and thine house because he is well with thee, then thou shalt take an awl, thrust it through his ear under the door. He shall be thy servant forever, and also unto thy maidservant thou shalt do likewise. This would be true if a man had come in and married, you see, a girl that was a slave, and he had sold himself, but he could go out free. But he said, no, I don't want to. I want my wife. I want to live with her. I love her. And he stays with her. Now, that's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says in the second chapter of Philippians, he took upon himself the form of a servant, came down to this earth, made in the likeness of sinful man. But he was wholly harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. Now, he could have gone out free. He owed no debt of sin. He was no sinner. He didn't have to pay a penalty. He could have gone out. But he said, I love the church. And he loved the church, so he gave himself for it. And then, you remember the servant is backed up against the doorpost and an awl punched through his ear. Now, in the psalmist, turns that around. A body hast thou given me. And he was crucified, friends, for you and me. This is another one of those remarkable pictures that we have back in the Old Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ.